Dreamy. Dreamy startled and turned her attention to Suzanne. Mr. Matheson's 5:30 appointment is here, she said, and nodded toward the man standing at the counter. The gorgeous Laz Alonso lookalike. Her mouth went dry. Good Lord, that's Carter Redford? He was so not what she was expecting. She assumed he'd be some old guy with gray hair, glasses hanging low on his nose, and a scruffy mustache. Instead, she got tall, dark, and hot as Hades. Yes, this man appeared to be older than her, but there was nothing scrawny about him. His broad shoulders and fit body were encased in a dark three-piece suit that looked as if it had been tailored specifically for him. His appearance, including his perfectly shined shoes, screamed wealthy. Dreamy? The receptionist prompted. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, she hurried to say as she approached the long marble desk. As she turned to the gentleman, who was more mouthwatering than she'd originally thought, her words lodged in her throat. She subtly inhaled, taking in his intoxicating cologne, a combination of patchouli and sandalwood that enveloped her. Every coherent thought fled from her mind, and it was taking all of her self-control not to leap into his arms, bury her nose in that area between his neck and shoulders, and inhale again deeply. Hello, Dreamy. Oh, my God! That voice! It was even deeper than it had been on the phone a couple of days ago. An erotic tingle scurried over her skin, and goosebumps flared on her arms. The way he uttered her name was like, wait, what the hell was she doing? She shouldn't be acknowledging how gorgeous this man was or marveling at his sensual voice. She was done with men. Wealthy or broke, she wanted nothing to do with any of them, especially one that probably traveled in the same circles as her ex, Brandon. Not cultured, not sophisticated. Not educated enough. His words rattled around in her mind before she shook them free. Excuse me, a woman said from behind them. Dreamy and Mr. Redford turned, realizing they were holding up the small line that had formed. They eased away from the counter. Mr. Redford, I'm glad to finally meet you,